After the Berlin Wall was torn down in 1989, members of the East German Communist Party formed a moderate splinter faction called the PDS, or Party for Democratic Socialism. The idea was to preserve some elements of the Communist Party within a united, democratic Germany. Since then, the PDS has struggled to gain influence in Germany's federal government, so party leaders are working on an image makeover. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Berlin.
The party once associated with May Day, Marx, and Lenin is rapidly trying to look like one better known for nose rings, chic leftist politics, and techno rap. In this television spot, a hip, fit young woman runs up an escalator past black-clad establishment types. She dashes to pull the emergency stop lever. A thumping techno theme repeats the refrain, "This is still my country." The young woman breaks through a barricade to stop the escalator from transporting the establishment types to the top. At the close of the ad, the flashy red and white logo of the Party for Democratic Socialism fills up the television screen. Modern socialism, it seems, is all about branding, and newly elected party leader Gabi Zimmer, a rather hip young radical herself, is leading the charge.
We are not looking to go back to the kind of socialism we had in communist East Germany. We want socialism with a human face, one that combines egalitarianism and liberal principles.
Zimmer's manifesto reflects a new push by the former communists to gain influence on a national level. The party has only 37 seats out of 680 in the German parliament.
It's a fringe party.
Georg Neugebauer is a specialist on PDS politics. He says the PDS modernization campaign is a gimmick, but he adds, it's also about life or death.
It's an effort to survive as an organization and an effort to survive as a political power.
One way to survive is to enter into a coalition with the ruling Social Democrats, the center-left party headed by Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder. But since reunification, the Social Democrats have refused to entertain that idea. That's because party leaders still see PDS members as the heirs to the once brutal East German communists. And in 1946, after the division of Germany, those communists forced the East German Social Democrats to merge into one party, against their will. For more than 40 years, that merged party, known as the Socialist Unity Party, ruled East Germany with an iron fist. Petra Pau, who is now deputy head of the PDS, explains.
A lot had been done in the name of socialism, which we simply can't justify today. Things like torture, forced labor, even death.
So now, under the PDS modernization plan, the party will start to release a series of apologies for the crimes committed by the East German communists. Again, party leader Gabi Zimmer.
We carry a historical burden. Most of our members used to be in the East German Communist Party. We know that and we have to confront it. Otherwise, the modern PDS won't be credible as a party.
Most political analysts in Berlin are cynical about the party's intentions. Historian Georg Neugebauer sees it as a desperate move to curry favor with the ruling Social Democrats. And in a recent interview, the Social Democrats' chairman, Franz Müntefering, dismissed the apologies as too little, too late.
When it comes to foreign and security policy or the market economy or personal property rights, we don't agree with the PDS at all. The apology doesn't change anything about the realities of our differences, because if you look closely, the PDS isn't all that different from its predecessor party.
Still, deputy leader of the PDS, Petra Pau, says it's a start.
I can't walk up to the microphone on the floor of the parliament and criticize the German constitution or our democracy or personal privacy rights if I don't face up to the fact that in East Germany, no one had the right to form their own opinions about the world.
Germany's next general election won't take place for at least another year, and if current polls hold steady, the Social Democrats shouldn't have any problems getting re-elected. For their part, the former communists may have to get in the back of the line. Two other political parties will also try to butter up the Social Democrats in the hope of joining that next government. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.